We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time to talk Sabres hockey on WGR Sports Radio 550. Now, Sabres head coach Phil Housley joins Howard Simon and Jeremy White. Phil Housley's appearance on WGR is brought to you by Paul William Belch, your power of attorney, and by Fallsview Casino Resort, Niagara Falls, Canada.
We'll get to Phil Housley in just a moment. Headlines first. From the world of the Bills, Sean McDermott yesterday said Josh Allen has been ruled out for the New England game. Derek Anderson will start. LeSean McCoy remains in the concussion protocol. Trent Murphy and Tywan Jones are both listed as week-to-week with injuries. The Falcons beat the Giants last night 23-20. The Giants are 1-6 for a second straight season. The Raiders traded wide receiver Amari Cooper to Dallas for a first-round draft pick next year. The Bears have three first-round picks in the 2019 draft. Their pick, Dallas... the Raiders actually have their pick, Dallas, and the Bears pick from the Khalil Mack trade. The Raiders also placed Marshawn Lynch on IR. Albert Wilson, Miami wide receiver, likely out for the season. Ryan Tannehill ruled out for Thursday's game. Brock Osweiler gets the start against the Houston Texans. And the Pats might not have Sony Michel for the game on Monday night against the Bills. He is week to week with a knee injury. In hockey, Alex Ovechkin, couple goals. Washington beat Vancouver last night. Baseball's World Series opens this evening. L.A. at Boston, first pitch just after 8 o'clock. Clayton Kershaw, Chris Sale is the pitching matchup tonight. We'll have that game for you right here on WGR. On our AT&T hotline, we're joined by Sabres head coach Phil Housley. The team back after the 3-2 Western trip, and we'll be back in action Thursday night at home when they take on the Montreal Canadiens. Phil, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Well, good morning to you guys. That was a lot of information.
That's what we're here for, man. That way you don't have to do anything. Wow. We just listen to us, Phil, and you'll be okay.
I think so. I think I just got back from the West Coast, and I know everything now in sports.
I wanted to thank you first off for saving my weekend. Football team didn't really do so well on Sunday, and then Sunday night I was able to lay down on that pillow with a smile on my face thanks to a couple of wins out west.
Well, it was a valiant effort by our guys, especially, you know, losing that third game in San Jose, which I thought we played really well 5-on-5 with just special teams when we got behind the eight ball. But the comeback against a pretty desperate opponent, LA, you know, getting beat by the Islanders 7-2 a couple days before, we knew they were going to come out pretty strong. But our guys, I thought, really controlled the play and did all the little things well, and we found a way to win. And then the end of the road trip, the way we did in Anaheim and the way we played, was really proud of our guys, the way they played in those back-to-back games.
You talked about controlling the play. When you look at the two wins over the Kings and the Ducks, what else stood out? What are some of the things you thought that you were really pleased with in those two victories?
Well, I think, first of all, it started against L.A. I think the one thing we did really well when we were under duress, we blocked a lot of shots. Guys put themselves in harm's way. I think we had 10 blocks in the first period. That was instrumental, especially, you know, after a PK took a little bit of a beating in San Jose, but the guys rallied around that, and the guys got really excited on the bench. And from that point, I think our 5-on-5 play, the differential in both those games was solid. Just their overall, you know, the way we broke out of our zone, their puck movement in the neutral zone in our transition game. And I think we had a really, really, really sharp mentality in Anaheim, just getting everything to the net, and it paid dividends for us.
The breakouts were noticeable. I mean, you've talked a lot about north-south hockey, and it certainly was there, the two wins over the Kings and the Ducks. What does it come down to? I mean, is it just better passing? Is it better decision making? When you've got a flow like that, and you're getting up ice with speed as you were in those games, what's the difference?
Well, I think number one, it's execution. Our execution was very high in both those games, but I think it goes deeper than that. It's five guys coming back together, helping out each other, you know, it's the forwards getting in the way of the opposition when they're trying to forecheck and buying time for the D, and those little plays, those 5 to 10 foot passes coming out of our zone. And it just seems like when we're a block of five back there and we get the easy exit, we have this push up the ice. And when we're not connected and our forwards are too high, there's no support coming back into our zone. And I think just our neutral zone, we're thinking a lot faster. And what I mean by that is we're trying to transition quickly. And when you have good puck movement and everything's on the tape and crisp, it just seems that we're a faster team when we execute that way.
Jack Eichel, over the course of the weekend, Phil, I thought played maybe his two best games of the year on the weekend, Saturday, Sunday. He's, of course, I mean, he's been with the organization for quite some time, but kind of transitioning now into a number one center kind of role, because Ryan O'Reilly's always there to protect against certain matchups in years past. Have you noticed, or have you talked to him about what it means to take more responsibility, to be the captain, and do you think that there are some steps that he's taking that you're seeing?
Well, I think it started this summer. Jack really made a big commitment, along with our leadership group, to get together and you know, really hashing things out. But Jack, I think just with his maturity this summer, leading in the camp, he's really leading by example, and he's taken his game to another level. And I'm not saying just in the offensive side of it. I think just his all-around play and his buy-in, playing away from the puck, he's been very, very strong down in his own end. He's a very powerful player, and when, you know, he makes his mind up to play a 200-foot game, I mean, he's pretty dominant and showed in those last two games.
Skinner, I want to ask you about Skinner, too, since we're on the new top line you have, because he's been just a delight to watch. I mean, I'm probably going to answer the question, which I'm not supposed to do. I wanted to ask you all about the things he has brought to your team, and yet you can see the speed. You know, Jeremy was asked about Eichel. Skinner, too, Phil, has been really strong on the puck. You know, he's really good along the wall in one-on-one battles, holding onto the puck to create for himself or a teammate. Certainly has the ability to finish. So how much has his addition brought to this team? What kind of a difference is he making?
Well, I think Jeff Skinner is the truest pro in every sense of the word, because he comes to work, he approaches the game the right way, and it's just been a joy to have him part of our team. He works hard in practice, he competes every shift, and it was great to see him get rewarded. He's a tenacious forechecker. You know, he strips pucks from guys, but the biggest thing for me is, there's two things. One, in the offensive zone, he does hang on to pucks, and we talked a lot about that, about, you know, valuing the possession in the offensive zone, getting guys on your back, and with his, you know, cutbacks and protection of the puck, he seems to get, you know, some time and space there to make a play, and it was great to see him get rewarded in the last two games, because he's really, really played strong offensively and just was getting looks, but they weren't going in, but he stayed with it, and it seems that Eichel, Pominville, and him have created some short-term chemistry at this point.
What was Phil Housley with the Sabres coach on the AT&T hotline? They'll be back in action Thursday at home against Montreal. When you decided to change up the lines, and for that matter the power play units too, what was the thought process behind putting Pominville up there with Eichel and Skinner?
Well, I really liked the line of Gergensen, Rodriguez, and Pominville. They were sort of our staple, you know, our fix-it line, where if we needed some momentum or we could put them in the defensive zone on a face-off, they were sort of the guys that we leaned on a lot. They were very, very consistent. And from that point, you lose two games, and you're just trying to find ways to spark a team or just change things up. And I thought Pominville had played really well, and you know, reunite to Skinner and Eichel, and just trying to find balance throughout our lineup. And I really liked the play of Berglund, Larson, and Gergensen line. They were instrumental. I mean, you looked at the start in L.A. From the opening puck drop, they sort of set the tone for us in drawing a penalty, and we were getting on the power play. So everybody had a big contribution those last two games. It took four lines. You know, when you get the back-to-back games, you try to balance out those minutes, and I thought the guys did a terrific job throughout our lineup.
Sabres head coach Phil Housley. Phil, what have you learned about Rasmus Dahlin?
He's good. I mean, he just goes about his business. You know, he wants to learn. He wants to win. He's a tremendous competitor, and you know, every game he's getting better. And I think the biggest thing for him that I've seen is just learning is the opposition and the characteristics of other players, and that's going to take some time in itself because there's a lot of it's a very good league and there's a lot of good players. So, but he has poise and he can make the find the open man better as good as anybody. But I just like that he was able to score his first goal in Arizona and get that off his plate. I'm sure that is always a big moment in the young player's career, and he's just. He's been great at both ends of the ice.
How's he fitting in? I mean, it's you've got young players up and down your roster, and he, of course, one of the youngest.
I think it's you know, that's one of the things that I've noticed early, that this group is very tight. It's a pleasure to come to the rink every day, and you know, they challenge each other, they hold each other accountable, but in a good way. And it was good to get out on the road early. To try to create that bond, and guys have really come together in a short period of time, and it's good to see.
I'm not kidding when I say this. NHL.com had a piece up about teams facing roster decisions and entry-level stay or go after 9 games, 10 games, you know. Can you confirm for us that Rasmus, is he staying?
Well, if I'm a bet man, I think he's going to be staying. But,
all right.
He's been a pleasure. Obviously, you know, he's got to continue to develop and get better, but really enjoy his progression and his development up to this point.
So we can tweet it out. A source tells WGR Rasmus Dahlin is staying.
He's safe. Seriously, NHL.com put that up and had a picture of Dahlin and Svechnikov and who's going
to
stay.
Yeah, that had to be a really long discussion for you and Jason.
Yeah, it was a very long, drawn-out conversation, but no, he's been a fixture back there for our defensive corps.
As you know, as someone who, you know, yourself came into this league at a young age and had to learn it fast, you mentioned, you know, one of the things that Rasmus is dealing with is learning the players and you know, developing a book, so to speak, on what guys can and can't do. What's that process like, and how long does it take? Is he the kind of kid you think that has to see a team one time and he'll start feeling more comfortable how to attack and approach certain guys?
Well, I think it's just the experience, right? You know, you approach a game, every game, you know, your preparation's the same way, but it's some teams are faster than other teams, some teams are heavier than other teams, so you have to learn those ins and outs. But for me, I think just staying at the even keel, I mean, it's a long season, and you have to find ways to get away from the game, to reboot, to re-energize, and those are things that he's going to have to experience along the way throughout the schedule because, let's face it, some days you're going to face, you know, 6 games in 10 days, 6 games in 9 days, 4 and 6. So all those things, that the grind of the season, he's going to have to manage that part of his life as well.
I thought I read a comment from you one time about that he's pretty dedicated, and apparently he's really crazy about watching tape, after games, on buses, whenever. He's always looking to learn and improve, and I thought I read you had told him at some point, hey, stop today. Like, just, you know, sometimes you just got to get away from work.
Well, I think there was a time during the preseason that, you know, he had a couple tough games, and just like any young player, they're going to experience that, and not everything's going to go your way every day. But he's such a student of the game, he wanted to come back and watch his shifts, and we had a day off the next day, and I told him in my office, and I said, just relax. I don't want you watching any hockey. You know, tomorrow I want you to get away from the game, and that's part of what I was talking about, that you have to leave the game, and you can't carry the game that you just played to the next game. You can learn from it, but so he's got to be able to, you know, like we fly back after that game, after, you know, Anaheim, we get in really, really late. You know, yesterday was more of a rest day, you know, flush everything out from the road trip and then re-energize yourself for the day and get ready for Montreal. And it's all those experiences that will pay dividends throughout the season that he's going to have to learn.
Toughest game of the year, maybe Thursday. The first game after a Western trip. That's the old hockey cliche. You always got to watch out for that game. First game back home.
You're right, and we're going to have to manage our game. And I'm just glad that we're able to get 2 days off, because a lot of times you get that one day in a practice and you're playing the next day. So, you know, we can get adjusted to the Eastern time zone now in a couple days here and get ready for Montreal. But that isn't a very important game. It's our second divisional game this month, and Montreal's playing some good hockey.
Well, congratulations on the two wins there and the winning trip. And best of luck on Thursday night against Montreal. As always, thanks for giving us your time, Phil.
All right, thanks for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.